Club. Grab a seat and have a drink or two with your hosts, DC and the Dude. And while you're at it, buy them around.
People must like us if we're here this much, enough to commemorate it with a fifth of liquor.
It really cost us nothing to do this.
For a lot of my time.
Not to be a downer.
My time. I get free alcohol out of it, so I don't care.
Money.
Why do you think I've shown up for the last three?
How's everybody doing? When's the last one we dropped? Like a week and a half ago?
Yeah, it's been two weeks.
We've heard it from a couple different people. Went and saw the Carpal Tunnel show. I don't want to get off topic, but saw those guys.
You were in Ohio. You were in Jackson.
Hanging out with the Madre.
I did visit the Great Lakes Brew Pub.
Cool.
Which is very freaking cool.
Very cool. Plug in the Great Lakes Brew Plug. Give us some
that stuff's awesome.
Free beer.
Can I ask you guys a question?
If I could get free Great Lakes beer.
Free Great, wait. Whatever. We'll come back to
Great
that
Lakes
in a minute.
Beer.
Why the hell every, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday of every week, gas stations are like, oh, look, we're going to raise gas 90 cents. So it went from like $1.103 or whatever the hell to $700. Well, I don't know what the hell the gas prices were.
It was general.
I know they were like $3.30, and then today they went up to $3.50.
I bought gas today, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Because the station that is two corners down for 3 cents cheaper, people decided to descend upon. It's like, do you people really need to save that 3 cents? It's like,
were they selling the cure for cancer or something?
I wish. Something. I don't get it. Because I passed by the one station.
If you drink gas,
silly
it's,
me.
It's
because guess where I ended up? The station I passed by.
Oh, right. Of course.
Yeah.
So it's out of control. I mean, I understand everybody's bitching about gas prices. That's not what I'm bitching about. I'm bitching about how, like, there's just like a run on gas. And it's not the 70s. There's plenty of gas stations closing down, too. But, like, yeah, don't line up in the middle of the street to get
three cents
off. You're going to burn more gas waiting in line.
They just get stupid with it. Oh, I've got to save this 3 cents a gallon. I'm going to tell all my friends how I got it for $3.35 from Martha Water Cooler when they paid $3.38. Oh, Yahtzee.
Whoa, we're playing Yahtzee? I want my turn. Where's the dice?
They're playing gas Yahtzee.
The thing I don't understand is kind of like what we talked about in previous shows is like the etiquette behind getting gas. There's a certain like unspoken rule that you have to follow when it comes to when you purchase gas. You get in line, you wait in line, and you pull up to the pump, pump your gas. If you got to run in to pay, you pay and move your vehicle.
Quickly.
Some people, I don't think, necessarily follow it or just don't know. You mentioned a story about...
Yeah, it's like this dude today up at Citico Gas Company in the north side of Lansing. And so I'm waiting in line, not because, you know, I wanted cheap gas. I was going to run out of gas. And so I'm waiting, three people fill up while some dude's inside paying for gas. I don't know what the hell is going on there. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm not going to wait for this dude. I pulled over to another one. Some old man walks in front of where I'm going to go. And I'm like, what the hell, dude? I will run you over.
He didn't even have a car. He just walked in.
He's like,
do you have a tank? Like a hand tank?
No.
Like
he was just, he just walked up and I'm like, all right, what?
What's he going to put in his pockets?
Yeah. So anyhow, I just pull over to the next one. Luckily, it was opened up too. And he comes over and he's like, sorry, dude. Well, not really. He's an old man, so whatever old people speak is. He was like, Sonny boy, I'm sorry, but my old lady needed to get to work on time. And I'm like, dude, I've been here 10 minutes before you even showed up. What the hell? You know, it's just a common courtesy. It's first in, first out. You know,
P.S.,
first come,
how
first
did he,
serve.
What did he fill up? Like,
Well, his old lady pulled up with the car. Sorry.
So he went to hold her place, like, with his body. He's just going to stand there,
what
like,
the
holding
fuck?
It down.
For 20 minutes, no stop. None shall pass.
No. Oh, no.
See, now that's unheard of.
That's
multiple
ridiculous.
Times I've had somebody, you know, and I understand if you have to run in and there's a wait in line, you got to pay it with cash or you don't pay at the pump or whatever. But some dude the other day, I was waiting. There was no vehicle, or there was a vehicle with no people in it, and I was assuming that he was in there paying. Somebody was in there paying, so I just pulled in right behind. Cool, I can get in as soon as he comes out from paying. Done. I waited like, it seemed like forever. It was probably only like 7 to 10 minutes, whatever, but that's a long time when you're waiting for gas. Like, multiple pumps opened up, and I was like, well, what else am I going to do? Finally, I moved to another pump, and the guy comes out after I'm like already pumping my gas, and he's got like 12 kids with him. Each one like picked out a different thing, and like, cool, this guy's taking care of his kids, but holy shit, he could have moved his car first, paid for the gas, moved the car, and then let the kids handle the business out there. For crying out loud. Yeah, it's driving me crazy.
You know, it's just, it's the same thing that we were talking about with the bathroom etiquette is, you know, not being a spatial awareness.
It's an unspoken rule.
It's all the same thing. You don't like put your thumb up your butt and be like, oh, I'm pumping gas, la la la. Just pay for it, get out, it's busy.
Pay attention to other people's needs.
I don't get it. This is the first, just in the last few months that I've really had to deal with the lines for gas.
Yeah.
I mean, because does it seem to me that like a lot of gas stations are closing? Because like, it's getting, I mean,
I don't notice them closing, but you were saying there's not a shortage for gas, and maybe there's not. Wait a minute, did I just say a shortage for gas?
Shortage cash.
Shortage. But yeah, seriously.
but there's been, like, I've gone to two gas stations in the last month that have been out of gas. Before, like, I've seen them filling up and, like, they're out of premium. But they're out of, like, every kind of gas.
Well, I was talking, this was like 2 years ago when gas started to go from like 170 to 2 to 250, whatever. Yeah. And they were
to go back to the good old days.
Yeah.
The salad days.
You know, when I first started driving, it was 98 cents.
Dude, yeah.
But I was talking to the guy and he's like, it's not, we're charging you guys enough so we keep our profits enough where we can pay and keep our store open.
Makes sense.
Well, this is a whole other political bullshit that I don't want to get into.
We're not
but
going
he told me that they're charging just enough to keep their store open, not to rape the customers.
Whatever.
To put it, I mean, whatever. Completely I bluntly. But anyhow, there's another gas station, the Speedy Mart,
Speedy Mart,
over kind of where I live and just north of Frandor. I can say this the Speedy Mart. What?
Speedy Mart or the Hobbiton?
That area is a clusterfuck.
Dude, it's a Bermuda Triangle of traffic
and death. Well, not death really, but
no death. Whenever there's traffic and Bermuda Triangle involved, it's death.
Bermuda Triangle is a good way to describe that because it seems like everything in that place is like problematic in some way or another. Something
you gotta
thriving.
Have your exact route down.
Yeah.
And if anything comes along to deep that freaking throws a bug in your path. Say a pothole, or maybe someone turning left in front of you, and you wanted to make a right turn. Doesn't matter. One, you have no plan B.
Yeah.
Once plan A is fucked, you're fucked.
Yeah, you got to be like special ops. You know in and out, and you don't want anybody seeing you or touching you.
It sucks.
But everything in that area,
in every major city, every major thoroughway has something like this. So if you're in freaking, you know, Fort Wayne, Indiana, you know what we're talking about,
right? But everything in that area is problematic. The McDonald's, the Speedway, they're closing businesses, reopen
like
them,
one ways and a three way.
Well, the thing that bothers me most about that area is they have a designated in and out for every one of the businesses.
Yeah.
It's one way in, one way out. And you have assholes that are going out the in and in the out, and that's a good way to get like head on, you know, exit only
bumhole.
But it's the same people that end up on the road, you know, pacing you instead of passing you or, you know, like cutting you off to get off the highway, all that stuff.
I only do that if you're trying to pass me on the right. That's all I'm saying.
Which makes sense, man. It drives me crazy. People fly around, you know, you see some chick smoking a cigarette with their Bluetooth on, like, oh, and I can't believe that he did this. And she's flying around traffic, whatever. It drives me crazy when people come up and ride in your blind spot. And you're doing, like, the speed limit. They ride right there, and so you slow down to 5. And then they slow down, too, and they never pass you. So you speed up or slow down, and they still, like, pace you. So you have to do some sort of evasive maneuvers. And then all of a sudden you get pulled over for, you know, reckless driving or something because you don't want to have some asshole in your blind spot.
You know
spot.
What that's called? It's called the sheep people. The sheep people. They just look at what's ahead of them, do the exact same thing, and they cannot function on their own.
I've fell into that too a little bit. You kind of get zoned out if you've been driving for a while or if you end up taking a phone call. But, you know,
at some point you realize, oh shit, I'm shadowing this
guy. And you got to move on.
Yeah.
But one thing that solves that, I despise Bluetooth. I'm like so into technology. Dude. I love like new technology, but it drives me crazy when people have their little Bluetooth headset on like in the store or they're in a restaurant and they're just walking around with it as if they're, it's a, like a soccer mom. They're that important that they're going to need to take a call. I use it
Blue team
only
go.
When I'm driving.
Blue team go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love these guys. Watch, it's just like the newest, not cool looking fashion accessory. It's like, ooh, look at me, I am a cyborg.
Well, and before that, it was it was the earpiece that had the wire. And I'm not trying to get on a Bluetooth rant, but when you're on the phone and you start talking to somebody, you got to hold the phone and you can only concentrate on so many things. For me, when I have it like hands free, I can concentrate and I don't drive like a jerk because I don't zone out that much because I'm just talking like there was somebody in the car with me.
Hey, I guarantee all these jerk offs are the same people that come up to you and call you boss
or chief.
Hey, settle down there, buddy. Yeah. Just settle it down.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, pal, I'm going to need you to hold off a second on this. Okay. I don't know. Are we ready for this?
Simmer.
We are ready for this.
Simmer down.
It's like, for whatever reason, these people, they want to call they call you the boss or chief. It's like they call you a superior name, but knowing that you're really not, it's like...
Yeah, it's an inferior, you know...
It's exactly. These people, for some reason, have an inferiority complex with everybody
they
meet.
Yeah, so they got to talk about it like you're, like, under them, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, give me an example. What is something happened to you recently that's got a little... Like, got a little recently. Little something in your crawl over here?
It's just that every day, it's just like... You know, it's like every so often, you're entering these people, whether it's with your job or in with their job.
So let's have a little role play here. So the dude, so I got this problem. Can you help me out with it, boss?
No, I can't there, chief. But I'll tell you what I can do is shove this 10-inch metal rod up your ass.
Whoa. Hold on, pal. I don't know if I asked for that. I don't know exactly what you're talking about,
easier,
man.
Buddy.
I got a perfect example of this. There's a local used car salesman here in Lansing, and his name is Tom Hillbilly.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, come on down to blah, 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 partners. And I'm like, oh, Tom Hillbilly, I'm going to get in my car with my friends like we did one day, and we're going to find you, and we're going to sack smack you, and we're going to call it the THT for Tom Hillbilly
Treatment.
Just a little sack smacky, and I guarantee you will never call anybody partner again.
I like it. We talked about this before. Maybe we should start a revolution. Anytime you deal with anybody that's calling you chief, pacing you on the highway, cutting you off at the gas station,
sack smack them?
Give them the THT.
Little THT action.
Little sack smack. What if it's a woman, though? What are you going to do? Still get
a nip flip, man.
Nip flip.
A boob flippy or whatever.
Actually, that'll probably get him excited.
Yeah, I don't. Man, it might get you arrested.
I mean,
either
if
way.
Boob flips anything like my boob flip.
You come up and you're like, boop, and it's kind of like a sack smack, but to a boob. I don't know.
I don't know, man. That's rough.
That's sensual.
But the THT.
Too sensual. I'm not like rubbing it and tuning in a dial or anything. Never mind. Whatever. Shut up.
Start a revolution with the Tom Hillbilly treatment.
Yeah.
For those of you that know what we're talking about, you can relate if this is getting out there to anybody past
Dave, Dan, come on,
Michigan.
You guys know.
I don't know if they listen to it, man. I think DK listens to it every once in a while. But
well, then he should have a good laugh right now because he knows about Tom Hillbilly.
I invited Dave. Dave is amazing, man. That guy's a badass.
Except for we'd have to turn the bass all the way down because he talks like this.
Yeah,
and you don't know what he's saying. He's freaking hilarious, though. Hilarious. So just so you guys know, buddies, you're all my bras.
Yeah.
And whatever. I didn't have anything. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I'm saying somebody out there giving you, you know, a piece of their mind, calling you buddy, calling you brah, and they don't deserve to be in that position.
THT
give them the THT.
Yeah.
Tell them it's thanks to the pub show.
I say just freaking hit him in the face with a broken bottle.
I don't know, dude. Like,
why aren't you in jail yet?
Give them the pup knife.
There's so much worse things than getting hit in the face. Like, if somebody gives you a proper THT, you will wish you were dead. If it just hits the tip or the balls, you're game over. You would wish for death more than
the THT. I think it breaks man code. No man should ever do that to another man. I'm sorry.
I don't know, man. It's
aren't you already breaking the man code by calling somebody buddy?
True.
That's part of the man code. If it's already been broken, then lines have been crossed, and you're allowed to put them back. By giving them the THT, you are effectively putting them back in their place.
You do make 50% of a point.
Right. I'm just saying.
The
you
THT
gotta,
is the closing and the reestablishment of the man code.
I mean, for somebody that jumps off the rails a little bit, you give them a little whap right in the ballsack, and they get back where they need to be, and they're like, oh, man, I'm sorry I called you buddy. From now on, I'll recognize. You know,
I will call you sir.
I'll
That's where it's at.
Or your name, or hey, man. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's good. If anybody needs to give a THT.
All you sideways, white hat, poller, cop, and chief calling assholes.
We're coming for you with the THT. THT, baby. Yum, 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 yum.
We're coming
Wait,
for
no,
you.
That doesn't go there.
Next
Hell.
The hand.
I'm fired. I quit. Yeah.
N20 back.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get drunk while I listen to you.
Tip back. Tip back.
Let's keep that on the down low.
Long past the point of caring on this.
Seeing the dude.
Yeah, you need to come check this out, man. It's pretty badass.
That's just how you neurotics live. Is what it is, what's the freedom in park? What's gonna be is gonna be. Let those whales go and swim all by themselves. Sasquatch will never be found. You don't know that you can jump. Your soapbox says at the county fair, how many bumper stickers can you really find?
Back at it.
Well, that was the sound a couple weekends ago over at Sear Village on the lovely Rolling Green campus of Michigan.
Yeah,
State
MSU
University.
Riots.
Woo!
Haven't had those in a few
years.
Yeah, what was it? Like, what's it been, like 2 years?
2005.
Yeah.
2005, oh, three, before that, 1999.
3 calendar years,
one in 2000.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2000.
Out of control.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Now, as a Spartan,
yeah,
I have to say, what the fuck, guys? Now, when I go for a job interview in a year, and they're like, oh, you went to Michigan State, were you part of the riots? I'm going to have to say no, because I wasn't, but that's going to reflect poorly on my school and my degree. Thanks a lot, you 2,000 to 4,000 assholes. That's
yeah,
all
thanks.
I'm
thanks for taking MSU down a notch, as if it weren't already viewed
hey,
as the
hey.
Bumpkin college of the Big Ten.
You leave MooU alone. Come
no,
on.
No. Purdue's got that squarely.
What does Purdue have?
No, come on. The fuck eyes? Fuck them.
Oh yeah, yes, dude. Yes.
U of M is the pretentious cocks. Mm-hmm. MSU is the cow tippers.
Moo.
And I don't know. I don't really care about the Buckeyes.
Purdue's the incest at people. You know, that's what they're about.
But, man,
everybody. They're the third eye of Indiana, so they're all about the incest.
Everybody knows that when Michigan State has something go wrong, bad SAT scores.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is this
out
is
of high
totally
school.
Unprovoked. I mean, not that any of them ever been justified, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, winning a national championship. Now, that's a good riot.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But it was like
The year before that, they lost in the Final Four, you know, when all fuck Duke and charge the field. And the year before that, my original riots in 2000, you know, that's because they wouldn't let you have alcohol on Munn Field anymore.
Yeah, that is pretty.
That's a good reason to riot.
I can't say that there's any good reason to riot. I mean,
oh,
Rodney King.
Contraire.
Understand. You know, Any real, you know, injustice done to people, but like, come on, dude, you can't drink on a school property.
Well, that's why they're just gonna They're just going to bulldoze Cedar Village, so we won't have to worry about this anymore.
Just destroy it. Completely gone. We need more parking over there anyway.
True enough.
Congratulations. You had Cedar Fest again, and look what happened. Guess why it hasn't happened since the 80s? Oh, yeah. You start riots and burn public property.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, though. I mean, they said it was going to happen.
Yep.
They pushed it out. It did happen. What are you going to do?
I mean, you get enough dumbass drunk people with that kind of mindset, and that's just going to happen.
Right.
I mean, in pants, we want tear gas. And then you get assholes. I wish I'd have stuck around long enough for the tear gas so I could have been part of history.
What I think is amazing is that, like, half of the students, well, half of the people that were arrested were students. Half of the people that were arrested were non-Michigan State students. So,
right. They're all the people that got kicked out or couldn't make it in.
Yeah. Right, of course. Well, so of course, that's probably why they're rioting. I'd be pissed off if I didn't get an MSU too.
Oh, I can't moo you, screw you.
So of course, I didn't get an MSU. Give me some tear gas.
It's half and half.
Yeah, that's a good balance.
Yeah,
tear gas for a diploma. Or
and all
diploma
these assholes
for tear gas,
are talking
whatever.
About history. Yeah, way to be a footnote on history, whereas actual historical events are a monolith. Screw you. They're historical events. They're footnotes on history.
Right.
Man, no, act like they're freaking Gandhi or something.
At least they're part of something other than being on, like, Girls Gone Wild or something. I mean,
no, that's cool. That's a historical event. That's awesome. That's something our founding fathers could be proud of. That's the founding fathers in the millennium. Do not besmirch the good name of Girls Gone Wild. Do
Aren't
not
being sued right now.
Yeah, because they let underage girls on there.
Well,
whatever.
Duh.
Oh, and the dude is in jail for tax evasion, but whatever. Besides those two things.
Hero. National hero.
Maybe these guys would have done better if they would have, like, ramped up their game on the way to the riots, because came across a website the other day that describes how if you have 1 to 2 beers a day, it actually helps with, like, random access memory, pretty much.
You need to drink some more. Your short term there is kind of failing you.
I know. Well, and it even describes, you know.
Does it talk about 6 or 7 beers a day?
Well, that's what it says. You may be hard-pressed to recall events after a night of binge drinking, but new reports suggest low to moderate alcohol consumption may actually enhance memory.
See, that's the key that I've never been able to quite grasp.
Right. What, moderation?
Yeah, that one right there.
Understandable. Ooh, moderation is bad.
Yeah.
Excessiveness is good.
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it.
The
but
more
it's
the
good
better,
to know.
Man. The more the merrier.
The website also describes something I've heard before about wine. A glass of wine protects against heart disease. But this is just something different, describing that 1 to 2 glasses of beer a day can help you retain short-term memory capacity versus perhaps like 27 glasses of beer a day.
Every few years or so, one of us lushes managed to get enough credits to get his shit published and defend his alcoholism. And
exactly.
And well, then we exactly say, right on, dude.
It's almost the same as, like, eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you. You know, you gotta.
It's one of those things that goes back and
forth. But it's like it's always said. It's all in moderation. So.
Yeah, and so that means guys like me are screwed.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm okay with
one
that.
One or two, not
I'm totally
seven
okay
or eight.
With it. I want to drink as many beers as a man possibly can in 50 years or less.
They just need to publish a study about whiskey, and we'll be good to go.
Whatever they're saying is pretty profound, though. People often drink to drown sorrows, according to the website.
No shit.
Often, results suggest that this could actually paradoxically promote traumatic memories that lead to further drinking, contributing to the development of alcoholism. I can't imagine that would be true. Hello.
They just went and got all Freud deep with it.
Right, seriously.
Jesus.
Hello.
No, they would have talked about your mother if they were getting all Freudian on it.
No, Freud's about the dad. It's all about the father.
But whatever. I mean, that's what the pub show's about. It's about revealing the blatantly obvious. You go to a riot, you get arrested.
Yes.
What?
You're bound to get in trouble. You drink your ass under the table, you're going to get in trouble at some point in your life, whether it's health-wise, law-wise, or, you know, with the lady.
You're mentally disabled.
Anything, man.
Take
but
that, liver.
Keep it in moderation, you know? Don't riot too much. Don't drink too much.
Don't riot too much?
If you're going to
riot. Only riot 1 or 2 times a year, tops.
It's been found that one riot a year is good for the gallbladder.
Right.
It extends your life period by 15 minutes.
What's amazing is if you look at any group of data long enough, you can derive all sorts of information
That's
from it.
That's what's awesome about statistics.
Yeah. If you swallow microphones for enough times a day, you can totally. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
microphones don't taste good right there. I just want
done.
But if you bash people in the head with microphones, that'll make you feel better because these are like small clubs.
And at least you get arrested and get like a 5 minute claim to fame on YouTube.
I wonder if
YouTube.
That one kid on YouTube I saw running with the stop sign. I wonder if he got away or if he got gassed.
My point is, we discussed this earlier in preparation for the show, but. You know, we're still talking about the riots from the last few years at MSU because it was noteworthy. Whether it's forgettable in 50 years is questionable, but we're still talking about it now. It must have been worth something.
Unfortunately,
or we just don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate because every 2 years they seem to happen again.
Yeah.
And I think it's for better, for worse, however you want to put it, definitely for worse most likely.
Yeah.
But the new crop of freshmen that come in were like, damn, I remember, all the kids from my high school that graduated, three, four, whatever years ahead of me going there, having those cool-ass riots. I want to be like that guy.
They got a legacy to uphold.
Well, that's when the town of East Lansing comes in and exercises an eminent domain, and then you no longer have Cedar Village and no longer Cedar Fest.
These assholes are ruining it for,
And all the riots happened in Cedar Fest, by the way, in case anybody didn't know.
Yeah, they do all come from Cedar Village. You assholes are ruining it for the rest of the good party people. You're bringing down the Gestapo.
My question is, how would Kermit the Frog pick up the ladies at the riot, though?
Kermit the Frog doesn't pick up ladies. Sorry to burst in here also unexpectedly, but recent divorce from Miss Piggy has led me to seek certain avenues to bust my, how shall I put this, rocks off. All right, you see, kids, today I'm going to, we're going through the alphabet with the kiddies, and we've already been through C, which was for clitoris, and now, we've all for KY jelly and M for masturbation, but now we're going back to H, which is one of my favorite letters because it means hookers. H is for hookers, and here's the deal, kiddies. When you're looking for a hooker, you can't look too noticeable because you can't come out too strong because they'll think you're a cop. You see, you gotta drive along real slowly and you see the lady, let's just call her of the night, okay? And she's probably got some fishnets, probably a skirt that's pretty up high, and her makeup is probably smudged from a previous customer, but you overlook that because you're up hard and desperate. And so you roll up and you do not use, certain words that may scare her off or may. You gotta be smooth about it. You gotta say, yes, I am looking for a good time and I would like to party. That's how you put it. Otherwise, she'll probably think you're a cop or a vice officer. Okay?
I got a question for you, Kermit.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Shit, I don't.
You don't have...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm dropping some knowledge on your ass. You should listen to this.
You're blowing my mind.
You pretty much answered every question I could ever have had.
I'm sitting here and I can't...
And but you really don't want to have a hatchback either. It's really preferable to have a sedan with a nice comfortable back seat for the alley, which, we'll get to later. So you open up your wallet and that's where you let the negotiations begin. Okay, I mean, you don't want to get hosed for a $5 blowjob. I mean, you could possibly get charged $25, and this freaking skank is probably going to be dragging her teeth. You're probably going to have to gut your way through it.
Whoa,
I'm just telling you, don't mess with the frog. The frog knows about his blowjobs.
You might need to go get yourself tested there, dirty boy.
I mean, I'm a frog. What the fuck I care?
I think you need to go back to the swamp, dude, because that is some dirty stiff you're spitting out there.
I mean, so once you get the said, purchase in the car, you must find a nice dark alley. someplace preferably out of camera range.
Okay, whoa.
I mean, don't slow my roll. I mean, I just don't want the kiddies to get screwed on their purchases here. I'm not consuming.
Isn't that the whole point?
I'm like, well, yeah, very funny double entendre, man. But I'm a consumer watchdog here.
All right, Kermit. What we need you to do is actually leave the room because you've taken it too far. And
that is one step over the line.
The cops are going to come here, and I don't want a cop's hand up my asshole searching for whatever.
I think you do, and you're all a bunch of pussies.
Hey, that's just because you're used to it, man. I mean, being a puppet and all.
My ass says exit only. I got a tattoo with an arrow pointing down. Exit only, son. You got to leave. I'm sorry.
Well, fine. I'm never going to tell you how it ends.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man. Let me tell you something, Pandeo.
Well, thank you, Kermit, for totally wigging out everybody in the studio.
I need a bath, really bad.
I'm pretty sure Kermit's not gonna be back on Sesame Street.
Not after that.
Good for you, Kermit. Good for you.
So horrified right now. I don't even know where to begin.
Nick Nolte status. We need a Kermit the Frog mug shot for the pub show page because that shit's coming down.
Man, Kermit the Frog has usurped Michael Jackson in the freaky fucker.
I don't know. At least he's still doing adults.
Man, he's a puppet. I don't think that's like a whole nother level of twisted shit to me.
I guess when you put it that way.
We have taken this thing to the edge and way beyond.
It's all Kermit's fault. We didn't do shit.
Yeah, Kermit. Man, hopefully that we don't get sued by Jim Henson's
Henson's
companies.
Dead. And that's probably what Kermit's problem is. He misses Henson's hand up his ass.
That could
son
be
of a bitch.
Yeah, he's got the strange.
Yeah, he's definitely getting the stranger. Wow.
I don't even know anymore.
Can't even watch Sesame Street anymore. Yeah, you do that.
You well, guys have a good evening.
If anybody's listening to this, we appreciate your
sticking out this
input.
Long.
If you did stick it out this long, let us know if we should, you know, string up Kermit and hang him or anything else. If you don't like me, kick me off. It'll be like Survivor over here.
Awesome.
Devote Dane off. Text Dane to 3974.
To keep Kermit.
To vote Kermit off. Text Kermit to 3974.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit.
Well, I think that brings this whole thing to a close. I don't know how long it is, but it's always long enough.
Yeah.
Never had a problem in that area, so I guess we'll just...
I have. We can talk about that next week.
No advertisers to answer to!
Yeah, true. Yeah, I guess once we start having people that give a damn, we'll start censoring ourselves. But while you're out there, give somebody a THT.
Yeah.
That's right.
Take that, Tom
and
Hillbilly.
And you riotous people... Settle your fuck asses down.
And while you guys are out there, learn a little bit of gas and driving etiquette.
Seriously, bros.
Don't riot. Don't pull up in front of somebody getting gas.
Don't pass
pace.
In the right-handed lane.
Yeah.
No pace passing.
It's actually the law, but that's not the point.
Apparently
have a little
not.
Bit of common courtesy. Be
don't go in the
aware.
Out. Ooh. Don't go out the in.
Right?
That's what my butt says.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
No, wait.
You got that right.
Don't go in the out.
It says something?
I got a tattoo with an arrow pointing down. It says exit only. Whatever.
You felt the need to put that there, huh?
Well, you know, just in case. I've been to jail once and, you know, sometimes.
But we really do appreciate your input. I've been reading everybody's emails. I enjoy them. If you do have anything to say, good or bad, let us know. Because it's nice to hear or whatever.
Bring it around.
Thepubshow.googlepages.com. You know where it's at. Hit us up in the shout box. Let us know what you think.
And more importantly, drink more beer. It improves your memory.
Exactly. Peace out till next time, fellas. Kermit. Oh.
Yes, remember, don't pay too much for those DJs.
Gentlemen, I thought we'd kick you out of here. Get out. See you later.